好，感谢主
Praise the Lord，
神把我们带到2021年9月12号的主日讲道时间。
God gave us to September 12, 2021 sermon time。
今天讲到的题目是当讨神的喜悦。
Today the sermon title is Should Please God。
好，我们讲到以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a prayer。
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you。
感谢你赐给我们恩惠和平安。
Thank you for giving us the grace and the peace。
将我们从死亡绝望的罪孽当中拯救到你的身边。
And you just save us just from our sins and also the death and to your side。
你甚至是在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们舍命的十字架上啊。
And you even died on the cross for us。
你对我们的拣选甚至是在太初创立世界以先啊。
And you chose us and before the creation of the universe。
主，我们真的是要感谢你啊。
Lord, we want to thank you。
感谢你赐给我们神儿女的身份。
Thank you, you've given us the status as God's children.
并且给我们一个恩典，可以让我们去讨你的喜悦。
Also, you give us the grace that we can please you.
当我们去讨你的喜悦的时候，我们就真知道我们是上帝的儿女了。
When we are pleased by you, and we know we are your children.
主，就求你继续的带领我们的时间。
God, please continue to guide us the time.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，当讨神的喜悦。
We should please the Lord.
怎么理解这个题目呢？
How to understand this title?
其实信仰的活出，而不是戴面具哦。信仰的活出，其本质就是讨神的喜悦吧。对对？
Actually, the essence of living out faith, that is to please God.
你可能会问，为什么呢？
Maybe you want to ask, what is the reason?
道理其实也很简单呢。
It's very simple.
因为他为我死，我为他活，对不对？
Because he died for us, and I live for him.
我们从保罗的叙述的过程当中。
So from what Paul just tell us.
我们仿佛可以能够感受他的心肠。
And we can just tell his feeling.
他说他巴不得将自己的生命倾倒出来。
So Paul was just anxious to pour out his life.
他爱他的弟兄姐妹啊。
He loves his brothers and sisters.
他好让弟兄姐妹也像他那样可以为主而活呀。
So that brothers and sisters could live for the Lord just like him.
什么叫为主而活呢？
What does that mean to live for God?
就是单单讨主的喜悦。
That is to please the Lord alone.
而不看人的意思。
And not to go by people's thinking.
这样才能活出上帝的荣耀来啊。
In that way, we can live out of the glory of God.
请问你是否愿意呢？
Do you want to?
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's see the first point.
彼此劝勉。
Exhort each other.
那保罗在经文当中留下来很多彼此劝勉的痕迹在那里。
So in Paul's writing, he just left a lot of mark.
这我们就必须要思考，为什么讨神的喜悦，弟兄姐妹之间必须是彼此的劝勉呢？
So we just need to think why we need to encourage each other to please God.
能不能够不劝勉呢？
Can we not to encourage each other?
那劝勉又带来怎样的果效呢？
So what kind of effect from the exhortation?
其实道理也很简单啊。
It's very simple.
就是因为这个讨神喜悦本身就是我们所陌生所不熟悉的呀。
And because this is something we're unfamiliar with and don't understand.
那保罗是如何谈到彼此劝勉的呢？
How did Paul talking about exhort each other?
首先是彼此劝勉的缘由是怎么来的呢？
First of all, the reason for each other's exhortation.
就是说圣经在谈到彼此劝勉，这个缘由是怎么来的？这个脉络是怎么展开的呢？
So that is how the Bible tells us, and how does that mean?
保罗说，我靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们。
Paul said, I ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus.
这个其实话是很简单，好像很随便，但是意义深刻呀。
Sounds very casual to say, however, it's very meaningful.
怎么理解这一句话呢？
How do we understand this?
想想我们的救恩是怎么来的呢？
Think about this, how does salvation come?
圣经说是本乎恩。也因着信，对不对？
The Bible says it is by grace and also by faith, right?
其实彼此劝勉的道理也是一样的道理啊。
The same is true for exhorting each other.
神赐下一个彼此劝勉的恩典。
God has given the grace of exhorting each other.
那这个彼此劝勉的恩典是怎么来到我们生命当中的呢？
Where does this grace come from?
保罗为我们代求。
And because Paul, he prayed for us.
保罗也用神的话语来劝勉我们。
He used God's words to exhort us.
也做了一个榜样和展开一条道路，让我们知道如何彼此的效法。
He just showed us as an example how we can follow.
从这一天开始，我们就开始就有一个彼此劝勉了，对不对？
So from this day, and we just learned how to exhort each other.
你查圣经依据就这么查的嘛，对不对
？So that's how you see just what the Bible tells us.
有一天你发现教会弟兄姐妹在彼此劝勉，哎，你们凭什么彼此劝勉呢？对不对
？If one day you would see brother and sister, we exhort each other.
你不能糊里糊涂说我就彼此劝勉的怎么的？那不能这样子。
And you cannot just say, well, I just do that, and so.
你总要找到圣经的依据啊。
You need to find.The evidence in the Bible.
今天的经文就给了我们一个圣经，关于彼此劝勉的圣经根据从这里来的。
And today, and the Bible just tells us what is the evidence and why we exhort each other.
或者简言之呢，简而化之，或者简单的说呢，彼此劝勉是祷告回来的。
In short, each other's exhortation comes back from prayer.
是保罗为我们祷告而来的。
That is from Paul who he prayed for us.
而保罗这个为我们祷告被记在圣经中，成我们效法的根据了。
So what Paul prayed for us was recorded in the Bible and for us to follow.
我们讲缘由要这么讲，从圣经中怎么来的，对不对
？So when we just talk about this origin, just come from the Bible.
这你就明白为什么教会要有祷告会啊。
That is why we understand why we have a prayer meeting for the church.
祷告会为什么会有代祷事项呢
？So in the church, why we have the prayer items?
呀，这个缘由从圣经中来，对不对
？So and this is the and it's the reason it's come from the Bible.
呀，如果我们教会当中没有祷告会呢
？If there's no prayer meeting in our church,
我们至少是亏缺了上帝的荣耀了吧
？At least we are short of God's glory.
呀，如果说你不参加教会的祷告会呢？
If you do not participate church's prayer meeting,
或者你在教会的祷告会当中并没有去委身
or if you do not commit in the prayer meeting, the
你至少知道你在上帝的恩典当中有一个缺口，至少是这样，对吧
？At least you will know that in God, you just have just kind of a shortage.
可能你自己也会对圣灵也会感动，你说哇。我今天正在亏缺上帝的荣耀，有没有
？And maybe the Holy Spirit will touch your heart, and you understand that actually you're just short of God's glory.
我也是有时候也好奇，就是教会的弟兄姐妹，好像对祷告会都不太重视，会不会
？Sometimes I just wonder that brother, sister, you just do not just pay attention, focus on church's prayer meeting.
呀，我有参加崇拜啊。
Well, I participate Sunday worship.
我有参加服事啊。
I participate church serving.
我甚至也有金钱奉献的。
I even just offer the money tithing.
哎，就是对祷告会不看重。
However, I just don't just focus on the church's prayer meeting.
你可能不了解彼此劝勉的缘由啊。
Maybe you do not know the reason of the origin of the exhort each other.
这是神的恩典。
That is God's grace.
也是你我的祈求。
Also, it's our prayer.
更加是我们的祷告啊。
And even more, it's our prayer.
所以这是教会祷告会的圣经缘由从这里来了。
So that is the reason for the church's just a prayer meeting.
也是弟兄姐妹之间彼此劝勉的根据在这里。
Also, that is the evidence for us to just exhort each other.
其次呢是彼此劝勉的原因啊。
Secondly, the reason for each other's exhortation.
圣经的依据有了。
So now we just have this evidence.
彼此劝勉是如何来到我们当中的，我们也知道了。
So also we understand. So where does it come from?
那还有个问题没有解决啊。
So there's another thing.
那为什么神要我们彼此劝勉呢？原因何在呢
？So what is the reason God just wants us to just exhort each other?
其实道理很简单的。
It's very simple. The reason.
我们都软弱嘛，
We're、
对吧？
Weak.
就拿我们的每天的灵修来说好了。
So just take about our daily devotion.
如果单单靠我们的意志啦、喜好啦、感觉啦、理性啊，其实很少有人能够坚持灵修下去的。
It is not easy just to just commit to that and just rely solely on our own will, preferences, feelings, and rationality.
都软弱嘛。
Because we're all weak.
样样东西做一件事情可以做得很好，坚持就不容易了。
If we do just think one time, we can do good. However, if we want to persist that, and it's not easy.
有些可能会有病啊，头疼啊，发烧啊，感冒啊，眼疾啊，这保罗就有眼疾嘛。可能他也当，如果他把他拉到今天来，他也看不了手机，看不了电脑，所以也他不太容易做这个末世的福音施工了，对吧？
So some just have some just different situation or the illness, and they just are not able just to do the church, the God's work.
Yeah, 今天教会鼓励弟兄姐妹写灵修笔记。
And today, in our church, we encourage brothers and sisters to write your spiritual journal.
那教会为什么鼓励弟兄姐妹做这件事呢？
So why church encourage brothers and sisters to do so?
要不但是写灵修笔记，还把它放在网上，广而告之，广公而告之，为什么呢？
So not only to write your spiritual journal, also just post on the church's on the website, so and to let the people see. So why do we do this?
要教会的根据，当然大使命和今天的经文是结合在一起的。
So the evidence for the church actually is just coincide with the today's scriptures.
要今天的福音宣教的策略已经跟往日不一样了。
The strategy to do the mission is already different from before.
以前啊，我们要派一个宣教士到非洲去，啊，到中国去，到朝鲜去，然后到伊朗去，哇，是一个非常非常非常严重。当然，现在也会做这些事了。
So.In the past, we just send a missionary to all different countries.
其实今天教会的宣教士的主角已经从一两个人、少数人成为会众制，每个人都是宣教士。
So nowadays, actually, everyone, we are just like a missionary.
我们如果每天抄圣经啊，抄别人的灵修资料，分享来分享去都是别人的东西，对不对？
If every day we just copy just the Bible or copy other people's spiritual journal, we just copy.
但是当你分享自己的每天灵修的时候呢？
However, if you share your own daily devotion,
那几乎就是你自己每天鲜活的见证和你每天新鲜的得着呀。
And that is your fresh testimony and also your receiving daily.
这是带着生命的。
And that is life.
这是一个美好的见证啊。
It's beautiful testimony.
也是神所期望的我们的清香的活祭啊。
And it is, this is the great offering to the Lord.
罗马书十二章一到二节怎么说，记得吧？
Do you still remember in Romans chapter 12 verse 1?
将身体献上当作活祭吧。
We just offer our body as a living sacrifice.
所以写灵修笔记的就是将身体献上当作活祭的一个典型的圣经应用啊。
So therefore, to write a daily spiritual journal, and that is just application to offer our body as a living sacrifice.
这是上帝放在教会里边彼此劝勉的恩典的一个活生生的应用，你体会不到吗？
This is application, just that you have the grace of exhorting each other.
但是我们人都是也是软弱了。
But of course, human beings were all weak.
可能是不太愿意把自己的隐私跟外边人去讲啊。
Maybe we just don't feel comfortable to share our privacy.
Yeah, 可能觉得我自己给自己写就好了吧。
And maybe I just write it just for myself.
或者是我写给我自己认为的一些好朋友啊，我自嗨就可以了嘛，对不对？
Or I just share with my good friend and just with my self-confidence.
反正今天世界的人都在强调自己的权利啊，我有权利啊，为什么听你的呢？我就做自己的事就好了，多普遍啊，今天社会上普遍。教会里也很普遍啊。
And it is popular in the world, also in the church, just emphasize our own rights.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
当我们的老我在我们生命当中掌权的时候呢？
When our old self has just in charge of our life.
我们难免就在强调自己的权利啦、认知啦、理由啊，而不是对准上帝，不是对准圣经。更加不会对教会有顺服，对不对？
So inevitably, then we will emphasize our right cognition and reason, and instead of obedience to God, the Bible, and the church.
Yeah, 识别这些老我的征兆呢，也不是太难识别的，很容易认得出的。
It is not too hard to discern our just old self nature.
比如说，我们比较容易我行我素啊。
For example, and we may just perform the way just to go on our own way.
比较愿意强调我是怎样，但是你教会怎么样与我无关。
And maybe you just do to say, I just do my way and has nothing to do with the church.
比较喜欢搞个什么小圈子啦、同乡会啦，诸如此类的，对吧？
Or just engage in the small circles.
比较喜欢满足个人或者自己喜好的那么几个人小群体的认同。这是他一个比较典型的症候群了。
And the typical sign is to satisfy the mutual identification of individuals or small groups.
我记得我曾经牧养过的一间教会，非常可爱，非常有趣了。
There's a church I used to pastor. Very interesting.
有一天早上，我跟我们教会的那个英文牧师，就一大早，我们大概很早就回到教会了。
There's one morning, and I just returned to the church, also with the English pastor.
发现呢，就是外面停车场停的车，那么教会门也开了。
We saw that there's cars in the parking lot. Also, the church door is unlocked.
我们想，一般谁会比牧师们还要来得早呢
？So we're just thinking, who came to the church just even earlier than the pastors?
就去了教会看，哎，看不到人呢。
When we enter the church, we don't see any people.
所以我叫了 ，Hello, anybody here? 有没有人在教会里啊？问他。
So therefore, I just ask, anybody here?
教会还是很安静，没有人理我。
And it's just quiet, and nobody responds.
后来我就对那个英文牧师说。Haidan, please call 911. Someone, attack church inside here. 我说有人跑到教会里来，不知道干什么。
Therefore, I just told the English pastor that someone maybe just attack the church.
这个时候里边有人就发出声音来了。
So at that moment, and there's a person has a voice.
王牧师是我们啊。
Pastor Wong, it's us.
我一看在哪呢
？And I was just thinking, so where are they?
原来有那么几个姐妹呢，就围了一个圈，全部啪嚓就趴在教会的。这个地板上，所以看不见他们在上面。没有人，如果有人坐在那里看着人头，没看到他，啪嚓一下趴到地上去了。
And then I just finally I saw there is a several sister. They just group like in a circle, just kneel down on the floor.
围了一个圈，排得整整齐齐，形象很可爱的。
And it's a they just kneel down just in a circle.
然后我跟你讲，我说吓我一跳，打个招呼，告诉我们你们谁安排的这个活动啊？怎么我们两个牧师都不知道呢
？So I asked them. I said, "Oh, so how did you arrange this activity? How come, we pastor we don't know?"
然后另外一个姐妹就站起来跟我很严肃的说了一句话了，
then,
现在还记忆犹新呢。
Then one sister she stood up and she talked to us. I still remember what she said.
我们这是姐妹祷告会，与教会无关，请牧师不要干涉我们。
We are having a sister prayer meeting. Pastor, it has nothing to do with you, so don't interfere us.
我当时就把我问傻了，愣在那，我说不出话来。
So at that moment, I just became speechless.
我想了一想，为什么会发生这样的事情呢
？So after I have a thinking, then I thought, so why this kind of thing will happen?
教会的弟兄姐妹在教会里举办了一个非教会的活动，什么道理呢
？So church's brothers and sisters.They just have a non-church activity inside of the church.
这个劝勉与教会无关哦。
So this exhortation has nothing to do with the church.
而是教会以教会内的一个教会外的骨质增生，懂这个道理吗
？So actually, it is just like the bone just hyperplasia. Do you understand what that means?
Yeah, 想想也都是老我的节外生枝了。
It's just our old nature, and it's just like external branches outside of the church.
比较遗憾的就是以后看了他们，就是当时的这些姐妹们，以后私信隔了那么多年了嘛，二十多年了，看了他们的生命以后，也是神的愤怒也常常在他们的身上，心里也是蛮心痛的，常常为他们祷告。
And regrettably, after like 20 some years, and I saw the sisters, actually they're alive, and they just God's wrath is on them.
彼此劝勉必须在基督里啊。
Exhorting each other must be inside of Christ.
彼此劝勉的缘由、原因必须与基督、与教会、与圣经挂钩，紧紧相连呢。
So the origin and the reason for exhortation has to be just closely connected with the Christ.
好，彼此劝勉的命令。
So the command to exhort each other.
Yeah, 神的喜悦，你看民数记很清楚啊，他就是喜欢属神的儿女在一起吃饭，在一起团契，彼此相爱，相聚敬拜，也包括今天所说的，彼此劝勉，对不对
？So to exhort each other, actually, if you look at the book of Numbers, the joy of God, that is the children of God, eat together, fellowship with each other, love each other, and gather together and worship.
你会不会认为这些都是神对我们的一个小小的小建议呢
？Do you think these are just kind of small suggestion from God？
对不起，是神给我们的命令哎。
I'm sorry, no, it's a command from God.
怎么会是命令呢
？How come it's a command？
神不过是建议好，怎么还下命令呢
？Well, can God just give a suggestion instead of command？
你不要忘了，圣经连彼此相爱都是命令啊。
So don't forget, even loving each other is a command.
更别说是彼此劝勉了，对吧
？Let alone exhorting each other.
想想我们今天的国际网络联合 教会啊。
So think about international online United Church today.
我们为什么要在同一个 Zoom 这个会议室里边一起来聚会赞美神呢？
Why should we just meet at the same Zoom?
大家自己彼此问问自己，为什么呢？今天为什么来呢？
So, ask ourselves, why do we get together today?
是什么原因我们今天在一起聚会呢？
What is the reason we worship together?
啊，有人说啊，牧师讲道讲得不错。
Some people say, Pastor preaches well.
啊，不，这个弟兄姐妹唱诗唱得好。
And some said, well, brothers and sisters, they sing very good on hymns.
啊，高传道领会领得好啊。
Or just a minister Flora, then she just lead the worship good.
啊，也有人说，哎，不对，都不对。
Some people say no, not that.
网上的资源这么多，我听谁讲到不行啊
？And there's so tons of resources online.
就是因为我们主日学啊，这个方式内容很有吸引力，所以我留下来了。
Some people say because the contents of the Sunday school is very attractive, so I stay.
你的原因是什么呢
？What is the reason?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们来这里聚会不是因为神的缘故，我们来了与我们是没有益处的。
If it is not because of God, so we just worship together. Otherwise, it's just meaningless.
如果我们来到教会里一起来聚会，不是因为神的呼召，你心里面所带的就是一颗苦毒的心、论断的心，也是一颗可怜的心的。
If we just come to the same room worship together, not because of the call of God, then it's a pity.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，牧师讲一句心里话跟大家讲了。
Dear brothers and sisters, and So me as a pastor, I want to share with you just from my heart.
信仰的生命是生命、心灵彼此之间相契合，懂这个道理吗
？So the life of our faith, and that is our heart to heart, which is coincide the heart together.
是心灵相通啊。
Our spirit, and which is connected.
而不是貌合神离啊。
And not just that the heart is far apart.
想想当年上帝界的摩西。将以色列人从埃及呼召进旷野上西乃山祷告求得十诫同行旷野路奔向应许之地难道不是你我今天的道路吗
Think about that. God just called from Egypt into the wilderness and go up to Mount Sinai, pray and ask for the Ten Commandments. We walk along the wilderness road and run up to the promised land. So are we just doing all this?
我们如何讨神的喜悦
？How do we please God？
我们如何能够讨神的喜悦
？How can we just please the Lord？
你自己在那自嗨就能讨神的喜悦吗
？If you just like a self-fulfilling, and are you just pleasing the Lord？
你离得开圣经对你的提醒吗
？Can you stay away from the Bible's reminder？
你离得开圣灵对你的陪伴吗
？Can you be apart from the Holy Spirit's presence？
离得开教会弟兄姐妹之间的彼此劝勉吗
？Can you be apart from the brother sister's exhortation？
愿意神在你心灵深处对你说话了。
May God talk to you at the bottom of your heart.
巴不得是有耳可听的就应当听了。
Whoever has ears, they should listen.
呀，生命诚可贵啊。
Life is precious.
呀，圣经价更高。
And the value of the Bible is higher.
圣灵相陪伴。
And with the Holy Spirit be with us.
教会是团契啊。
The church is the fellowship.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's see the second point.
成为圣洁。
Be sanctified.
为什么讨神的喜悦与成为圣洁有关呢
？So why just to please the Lord and
为什么讨神喜悦？保罗会提出成为圣洁这么严肃的主题呢
？Why did Paul bring up such a serious thing of be sanctified?
呀，圣洁什么意思呢
？So what is the meaning of the holy?
呀，圣洁的核心意义就是分别为圣，对吧
？The core meaning of holiness that is to be sanctified.
而分别为圣就是上帝从万民当中拣选我们出来，成为一群全然归他的子民。
So that is God just chose us from all the people and just become belong to him.
这个是圣洁的一个主题意义了。
That's the theme and just to be sanctified.
但是除此以外呢
？Other than that.
圣洁还是针对当时的背景，特别是希腊文化的帖撒罗尼迦城有特别的教训了。
So this is that related to the atmosphere of the Thessalonica and which is a Greek cultural background.
当时帖撒罗尼迦是一个希腊文化背景的传统啊。
So during that time, Thessalonica has the cultural background of the Greek culture.
可能今天大家会觉得希腊文化啦、哲学啦、艺术啦 都很吸引人，对不对？
So maybe today we think the Greek culture and art is very attractive.
但是你不要忘了，希腊也是一个到处偶像林立的地方啊。
Don't forget, Greek is the place as all the idols.
其中有一个呢，它有一个庙祭文化，也是非常风行于世啊。
And they have the temple just prostitutes and over there.
这就是保罗去到帖撒罗尼迦这个城市的时候所面对的背景啊。
This is the background when Paul went there.
这也是保罗为什么要提出要成为圣洁的原因啊。
That is the reason that Paul mentioned to be sanctified.
那保罗是怎么劝勉弟兄姐妹的呢？
How did Paul just exhort brothers and sisters?
他说，首先，你既然受了主的教训啊。
First of all, since it has been taught by the Lord.
所以你既然受了主的教训，那你就应该怎么做呢？
Since you are taught by the Lord, how should we do?
我们来看看保罗一行人，保罗这个宣教团队去到帖撒罗尼迦之前，这个城市是怎么样的城市呢？
So let's see the city of Thessalonica. Then before Paul and his mission team went there, what kind of situation it is?
这个城里的男人们去庙里边找庙祭行淫，在当时的社会风气当中，是一件极其稀疏平常的事情。
It was common for the men in the city to go to the temple to find temple prostitutes to commit adultery.
城里的贵族们、妇女们找个情人、找个年轻的小鲜肉，那也是一个不觉得好像有什么了不起的事情。
Also, it is not a shame for the noble women to find a lover.
其实跟今天的社会风气蛮接近的。
It's just a bit like just today's the social ethos.
这几十年来，我觉得就是特别我们中国吧，社会风气已经大大的腐败变坏了。
And the past decades, and in China also, the situation is just very corrupted.
我记得小的时候听说有人是什么有什么男女关系，那是件好大的事情啊。
I remember during the time, and when we heard about if there's any like the immorality thing, that's a very big issue.
特别对那些在婚外发生性关系的女性呢，是有一些比较侮辱性的称呼，管他们叫破鞋啊，诸如此类的，对吧？
And there's some just a very bad name to call the people who have a relation outside of marriage.
但是今天的婚前呢，婚外啊，同居啊，这些性关系好像已经不是什么大不了的事情了，对吧？
However, today, the premarital sex and the cohabitation, and it seems like it's no big deal.
其实这些社会风气也在影响着教会，对不对？
Actually, this kind of situation just influenced the church.
所以呢，无论是2000年前的初代教会，还是我们今天的末世教会，都要面对成为圣洁的教训，同意吗？
Therefore, whether it is the early church 2000 years ago, or our just the last day church today,And we must face the teaching of being sanctified.
那保罗的教导的逻辑是什么呢？
So, what is Paul's logic?
他说：“你们既然受了我们的教训，就应该知道怎么行啊。”
Paul said, "As you have received of us, how you ought to walk."
怎么解读这一句话？
How do we understand this?
意思就是，你既然信了主，就当与所信的道相称啊。
So, what is trying to say is, since you believe in the Lord, you should be commensurate with the way you believe.
又没有人勉强我们信主嘛，对不对？
So, no one forces to believe it in God.
我们都是甘心的领受主的教训呢。
We're all willing to accept the Lord's teaching, right?
那领受了主的教训，为何不按照主的教训去行事为人呢？
Once we receive the God's teaching, why not just live out of it?
这就是我们的生命光景了，对吧？
That's our life situation, right?
问问自己，你是否领受了主的教训呢？
Ask ourselves, did we just receive God's teaching?
你是否信了耶稣基督呢？
Did you believe in Jesus Christ?
或者说，你是不是真信了耶稣基督呢？
Or do you truly believe in Jesus Christ?
常常有一些好朋友就问我，这忧郁症该怎么办呢？
A lot of people just ask me, so if what can I do with the depression?
有些是他自己，有些是他孩子、朋友、亲戚、家人都有。现在忧郁症很普遍吧？
Now the depression is very popular, some of the people or their own friends.
也有一些人问我要不要吃这个药啊，要不要吃那个药啊，等等的。
Some people just ask me, should I take this medicine or the other one?
我就跟他讲，我说我的吃药是一定有效果的。
So I told him actually to take the medication and it works.
吃药是可以停止和减缓你一些症状，但并不医治你的疾病，你知道吗？
To take those medication for depression, that can just to help some, but however, it doesn't cure.
Yeah, 因为它在限制你、医治你的时候，是在外表、是在生理上对你进行一些调整的空间而已了。
So taking the medication just help with her physically, just have just a limited room.
通常我就问你信耶稣没有啊
？Usually I will ask, Do you believe in God?
你信了主没有呢
？Do you believe in the Lord?
你有没有信主呢
？Are you? Do you?
你真信了主吗
？Do you truly believe in God?
我说，如果你是一个真实、真心相信耶稣的人呢
？And I said, if you're the one, you truly believe in God.
这忧郁症上不了你的身的。
Then the depression just cannot devour you.
Yeah, 你完完全全将生命的主权交托给主的时候，忧郁症就离你而去，逃跑的。
When you just give sovereignty to God, then the depression will just go away.
其实不讲别人，讲我自己，我就是个典型的活生生的例子啊。
Not saying about others, actually, myself, I'm just the example.
我从越南战场上打完仗下来。其实就处在一个战争后遗症的忧郁症的光景中，别人不了解，我知道的。
After the Vietnam War, actually, I just have that post-war depression. Other people cannot see that, but I know I have it.
我连续五年之内吧，你不能跟我讲战争，不能跟我讲战友，不能跟我讲战争中的电影，一讲我的，哇，眼泪失控的往外流。
So there's been like a total 5 years, and people, I just cannot hear people talk about the war.Or all the things related to that.
有人跟我讲，我会歇斯底里的发脾气的。
If people talk about the war to me, and I will just get really, really mad.
我当时不知道，现在知道，其实就是一个忧郁症了。
During that time, I don't know, but now I understand that was a depression.
Yeah, 30多年前到达挪威的时候，也出了个车祸呀。
Also, 30-some years ago, I went to Norway. I had a very severe car accident.
因车祸后遗症所带来的忧郁症，我也深深的经历的。
I also have the depression with the post-car accident.
当时也是怕车、怕人、怕光。
The other time, I was so afraid of the car, people, and the light.
所有的一切的一切都显示为那种强迫症、那种忧郁症、那种健忘症、那种失落。这是自己的软弱无法控制。
So during those depression time, I just kind of get lost.
但是当我真心的相信耶稣的时候
However, when I truly believe in God,
当我把我生命的主权真实的全然交给上帝的时候
When I just give the sovereignty in God's hand,
比如说忧郁症什么病都逃跑滚蛋了
And not even just the depression, all the disease just escaped.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你知道吧
Do you know?
Yeah, 喜乐的心是良药为什么
The joyful heart, that's the best medicine.
因为你只有真心的相信耶稣，你才会有喜乐呀。
Only when you truly believe in God, then you have the joy.
你是一个喜乐的人，病就离你而去了。
If you're a person with a joyful heart, then the disease will leave you.
今天的任何疾病，有多少是因为你心情、心理忧郁、悲观？苦读而得上病呢
So with today's illness and how much of them is it because you're just pessimistic and also 一个
真心相信耶稣的人
person,
他的生命的光景与世界的是不一样的
A person truly believing God his life situation is different from others
你既然真心的领受了主的教训
Since you truly receive God's teaching
我给你一个最简单的劝勉就是全然归主吧
Let me just give a very simple exhortation.
所以其次呢，保罗说，你就当遵行主的旨意啊。
Second, we must follow God's will.
可能保罗，我想，可能保罗是恐怕我们不知道啊。
Maybe Paul is afraid that we don't know.
或者我们可能会健忘，忘记了。
Or maybe we forgot.
所以他再次提醒我们。
Therefore, he reminded us again.
他说，神的旨意就是要我们成为圣洁呀，然后怎么样呢？远避淫行啊。
It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality.
Yeah, 我查了一下原文当中并没有成为这两个字了，这个词了。
I checked the original text. Actually, there's no word becoming in the original text.
状态和光景的表达。
It's a just represent, meaning a state and situation.
那保罗的意思是什么呢
？So what does Paul mean?
他说，上帝的儿女既然已经活尽。它有个 and 有个介词，活进上帝的圣洁当中呢。
And he said that The children of God have already lived in the holiness of God.
你已经进入到圣洁的范围了。
You already entered into the area of holiness.
你又岂能仍然活在淫乱中呢？
How can you still just in the fornication?
你明知在河边行走会湿鞋，对不对？
So knowing that walking by the river will wet your shoes, right?
你为什么不走到堤坝上来走呢？
Why not walk up to the dam?
稳行在属灵的高处就是神的旨意啦。
It is God's will to walk steadily on the spiritual heights.
那你是否愿意放下那些诱惑对你的吸引呢？
Are you willing to lay down all those attraction?
把你的老我丢到远远的地方去，心甘情愿的跟随主，你愿意吗？
So let go of your old self and follow the Lord willingly.
这就是圣洁的样式了。
That is the holy style.
好，最后是远避淫行，成为圣洁。
Finally, avoid adultery and be sanctified.
Yeah, 你想想，当人站在堤坝上面行走的时候，好像站在很高的地方哦。
Think about this. When you just stand on the dam, very high.
但是呢，眼睛还能看到海边的诱惑呀。
However, you still can see the temptation on the beach.
Yeah, 难免呀，不会又重新跑下去继续湿鞋的诱惑，会不会？
So it's inevitably that the people would just not run down again and continue the temptation of wet shoes.
这就是人生啊。
This is life.
所以保罗知道我们的软弱呀。
So Paul, he knew our weakness.
所以你单单跑上岸。
If you're simply running ashore.
走上高处的堤坝还不行。
And walking on the dam was not enough.
因为你不要忘了圣经对我们的提醒啊。
Don't forget a reminder from in the Bible.
圣经怎么说呢？
How does the Bible say?
他说有眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲就在我们的近处啊。
The Bible said, don't forget the eye-catching lust and the physical lust and the pride of this life are near us.
真糟糕，怎么办呢？
Is this terrible? How can we do?
其实也不难啊。
Actually, it's not difficult.
保罗说走远一点吧。
Paul said, just go a little farther.
走到眼目看不见为止。
And just walk until you cannot see it.
你想一想罗德是怎么走进索多玛和俄摩拉呢？
Think about how did Lot, he went to Sodom and Gomorrah.
当时跟亚伯拉罕在分东西两边的土地的时候呢？
When he divided the land with Abraham.
他看约旦河以东的土地是绿色的肥沃的。
He saw the east side of Jordan River and the soil was so good.
这是什么？
What is that?
眼目的情欲吧。
And that actually is the eye-catching lust.
所以他开始是住在约旦河以东那块土地啊，以东就这么来的嘛。
So he lived at the east side of Jordan River.
然后可能索多玛、俄摩拉的人往西边走的时候，经过这个约旦平原呢。
So and then the people at the Sodom Gomorrah would just go near there.
那嘴巴也会讲，嘿，索多玛、俄摩拉可好玩了，可热闹了。
They may just tell Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah is very interesting.
那法国的巴黎啊，美国的纽约啊，英国的伦敦啊，中国的上海啊，对不对？
It's just like a Paris, New York, Shanghai.
这是我们怎么？
What is that?
肉体的情欲啊。
That is a physical lust.
听了以后心里就有反应的嘛。
After we heard that, then we have a reaction.
接下来就是今生的骄傲了。
And then it's the pride of the life.
你看我比我那个伯父，比我的叔叔亚伯拉罕要威多了，我可以去大城市了，对吧？
So I can just do much better than my uncle Abraham.
我出国了。
So we go abroad.
我现在是中国人当中的精英啊，能够出国的人都很了不起啊。
So I'm the elite in from China. I'm just great. I can go abroad.
眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲，离我们很近啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, the eye-catching lust, physical lust, and the pride of the life is just not far from us.
走远一点，愿意吗
？Are you willing just go a little farther?
远，圣经的远避，这个原文是什么呢？
So what is the words meaning just that avoid?
原文就是 alcohol.
And the origin is alcohol.
这个 alcohol 什么意思呢
？So what does that mean?
就是走到足够的远的地方去逃避。
And that is to avoid far enough.
而且呢，这个它是一个现在进行时，你现在就给我离开，不要等。
And that is a discontinuing this action. Just do not wait.
而且是持续的。跟索多玛和俄摩拉保持距离。
And also staying away continuously from Sodom and Gomorrah.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's see the third point.
荣耀尊贵。
Glory and honor.
Yeah, 当讨神的喜悦与荣耀尊贵又有什么关系呢？
So we should please the Lord. So what is it related to the glory and honor?
这些都是值得我们深思的题目，会不会啊？
So this, we just have, need to just have deep to thinking about.
为什么讨神的喜悦会是一道命令呢？
So why it is a command to please God?
Yeah, 这与神的荣耀尊贵又有什么关系呢？
What does this have to do with the glory and honor?
Yeah, 首先是守着自己的身体。
First of all, guard your body.
Yeah, 保罗说岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
Paul said, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, 在这里所说的身子身体其实它是指什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of the body in the original text?
Yeah, 这个希腊文是 how to
In Greek, it's a hantu.
Yeah, 可以翻译成什么呢？可以翻译成一个器皿，一个物器。
So which can be translated into a vessel.
其实翻译成器皿会比较合适点呢。
So it's more appropriate to translate as vessel.
那想想这个属灵的道理是蛮深刻的。
The spiritual meaning is very deep.
我们的肉身体终将会衰残，会老去，对吧？
Our physical bodies will eventually decay.
但是你不要忘了，蒙神使用的这个器皿却是存到永远的。
However, the vessels used by God can last till eternity.
如今这个器皿在我们这必将衰残的身体里面。
So now that this vessel is in our decayed body.
那有一天到呀，耶稣基督来到的时候，我们从死里边复活。
So when Jesus come back and we're just resurrected.
在我们复活的日子当中呢？我们生命中所承载圣灵的器皿，哎，也将会显明出来。
And on the day of our resurrection, the vessel that carries the Holy Spirit in our lives will also be revealed.
所以，把我们这个身体和这个器皿的关系讲清楚，对我们很重要，对吧
？So it's important to just explain about our body and vessel.
Yeah, 另外呢，再往外扩，从个体讲到群体的关系来看呢。
So in addition, when we just want individual to the group,
圣经说教会就是基督的身体啊。
The Bible says the church is the body of Christ.
这是为什么我们在教会里要合一呢？也是这个道理，对吧
？So that is why we say in the church we need to be united.
因为教会基督的身体正是承载神子民救恩之所在啊。
Because the body of Christ, that is the place that carries the salvation.
教会让你把这个灵修在网络中去广而流传，去做宣教，做福音，你说不，我保存起来，或者我只给我传给我爹，我只传给我妈，只传给某一个弟兄，某一个姐妹，为什么总是要与教会相背离呢？为什么呢？
So we just that our church, we just encourage brother and sister to share your devotion journal and just post it and to share with others. Why you just say you just want to keep for yourself or you just share withAre the people that you want to share.
当老我的生命将我们的身体牵引诱惑到一个自嗨的地步的时候，就远离基督的身体了。
When we just put our old self into our just self-confidence, and then we are apart from the body of Christ.
当然，可能也会有人说了，我单单跟基督那个头有关系，跟身体没关系，这是个伪命题嘛，本身自己就搞不清楚逻辑状况，对不对？
Maybe some people will say, I just want to connect it with the head, but not the body. However, this is the false topic.
求神怜悯了。
May God just give us the mercy.
要其次是撇弃私欲的邪情啊。
Secondly, abandon the evil feelings of selfish desire.
别忘了我们都是亚当的后裔啊。
Do not forget, we're the descendants of Adam.
亚当的后裔最大的特征就是远离了神的心意嘛。
So, the biggest, the symbol of descendants of Adam, that is, we are far from God's will.
当人远离了神的心意的时候，那也就必然有一个 consequence, 有个后果，那就会亏缺了神的荣耀，如圣经所说，对吧？
When we are far from God's will, and we are just like God's glory.
呀，保罗去到帖撒罗尼迦这座城市之前，他的眼目中所观察的是什么样的 background, 什么样的传统呢？
So, in Paul's observation, and before he went to Thessalonica, what is the situation there?
就如圣经所说，他们是常年放纵私欲的邪情啊。
Just as the Bible said, they just indulged the evil feelings of selfish desire.
Yeah, 这些人呢，他们与妙计行淫的时候，不单只是不道德。
So when they committed adultery with the temple prostitutes, not only immoral,
更加是不敬虔了。
But also ungodly.
Yeah, 如果你了解希腊文化的话，大概会有一些这些明白了。
If you know some about the Greek cultures, then you would know.
希腊的文化毫无疑问是非常精彩的。
So the Greek culture is very abundant.
他们出现像苏拉底、柏拉图、亚里士多德这些哲学大家们，对吧？
And they have the greatest those, the philosophers like Socrates and all those the famous ones.
但是不要忘了，这三大家可能同时也是我们的偶像啊。
However, the three just famous the philosophers, maybe they're our idols.
这些哲学上的大家和他整个社会上的偶像是相匹配的。
Those the philosophers and also the idols in the Greek are just like the same.
他们不但是偶像灵力，你知道当偶像灵力的时候呢，邪灵一定是肆虐的。
So over there, there are many idols and the same and the evil spirits. It just kind of
而且是四处泛滥的。
And it just kind of overflowed.
我们从2004年到2009年这五六年的时间，我们连续的去台湾短宣的。
From 2004 to 2009, and we went to the short-term mission to Taiwan.
其中有一个地方可以给大家讲讲，多为他们祷告吧，叫宜兰这个县。
And there's a place is called Yilan.
有一个乡叫壮维乡。
And there's the county is called 壮维。
一个小小的乡有31座庙。
And this little place, and there are like 30 temples.
我们第一年去的呢，向一个弟兄传了福音。
The first year, we shared the gospel to a brother.
第二年去的时候，这个弟兄就已经被邪灵所控制了。
The second year, and we saw he is controlled by the evil spirit.
他们家就住在那个庙旁边了。
Their house is just next to a temple.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
请大家记住这件事情。
Please remember this.
偶像灵力之地，邪灵必泛滥。
The place with these idols, and for sure, the evil spirits is there.
其实，偶像树立的方式不一定是希腊和台湾民间宗教这些方式，在文化当中、生活当中，也在我们附近啊。
Actually, those idols is not only just in Greek.The culture, or in Yilan in Taiwan, also it's just everywhere.
就像刚才上面讲的那个教会论的道理，也是一个偶像泛滥嘛。
It's just like what I just mentioned about the talking about the church.
偶像的目的就是要让我们远离神，对吧？
The purpose for the idols that is for us to be stay away from God.
偶像的目的就是要让我们觉得自己很嗨，很不错。
So.The purpose for the idol, that is for us to feel that we are good enough.
偶像的目的就是要让我们自己做什么事就可以了，不需要和教会保持一致。这是偶像吧。
The purpose idol, that is that we just do whatever we think is we want to do.
它不一定让你去杀人放火、奸淫掳掠、偷坑拐骗，让你远离基督，远离基督的身体就好了。
They may not just ask you to kill people, do something bad. They just want to stay away from God.
保罗称他们是那不认识神的外邦人是你吗
？Paul just called them is a Gentile who did not know God.
上帝的儿女如何在这空虚悖逆、道德沦丧、不敬虔的时代当中站立得住呢
？So how can God's children stand firmly in the stage of emptiness, rebellion, moral decay, and ungodliness?
保罗说要用圣洁、尊贵的意思呢，就是以圣洁为生命当中所看重的价值。
Paul said to use holy and honorable, and which means the holiness is the value of life.
用这个价值来抵挡侍奉日下的邪情私欲，你了解吗
？So with this value to resist the evil desire of the world, do you understand?
你用你的道德伦理无力的，没力量。
So it's useless if you just use the moral and ethics.
你因信仰而产生的价值观会改变你的生命。
And the value from your faith will change your life.
好，最后是不可欺负你的弟兄啊。
Finally, do not bully your brother.
这点很重要，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is so important.
保罗将荣耀尊贵与人际关系紧紧相连啊。
Paul associates honor and dignity with interpersonal relationship.
坦率讲，这一点是扩展了我们观看神荣耀的视野啊。
So honestly speaking, this just expands our vision.To see God's glory.
盼望弟兄姐妹听懂这句话对我们很重要啊。
I hope you understand this. It's so important.
保罗说不要一个人在这世上越分欺负他的弟兄什么意思啊
Paul said that in this matter, no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister.
月份就是指过了界限嘛。
Go beyond, that means just crossing the boundary.
月份就是指你不守规矩嘛。
And also that means you do not observe the rules.
你说话不算数啊。
Such as speaking is not counted.
你不守信用啊。
And you do not keep the promise.
不按照会议记录做事啊。
You do not do things according to the meeting minutes.
要同工资，同工会大家开完会了。
So after we had the co-workers meeting,
明明有会议记录在那里啊。
Obviously, we have meeting minutes there.
啊，会上不说，会后就自行其事。
But you do not share in the meeting, you just do things after the meeting.
你这就是越分啊。
So that is just go beyond.
这就是欺负你的弟兄。
That is you just bully your brother.
然后当面说好话，背后下毒手。
So,And at the front, and you just say the good words. However, behind, you just do the evil thing.
你包括你夫妻之间互相也不尊重啊。
Including the disrespect between husband and wife.
当你夫妻之间彼此不尊重的时候，也是圣经里面说的欺负你的弟兄。
When you disrespect your spouse, and that means you just bully your spouse.
也包括你不孝敬你的父母啊。
Also including that disrespect to the parents.
父母好像给点钱就好了，别的问寒问暖不用管他了。
Since you just give the parents some money, and other than that, you just don't care for them.
欺负在圣经中什么意思呢？
What does a bully mean in the Bible?
其实讲白了就是一种占便宜或者是欺骗了。
That means just taking advantage or even cheating.
其实现在这种风气在教会里面也可以见得到了。
So in the church, it's very common.
有些弟兄比较好说话。
Some brothers are easy to talk to.
我们可能比较容易将一些重的担子都推到他的身上，能者多劳，你来做。
So maybe people would just put all the burden on his shoulder, and those who are capable can do more work.
要在北美吧，华人教会也是很普遍的，因为传道人呐、牧师啊，都是在教会里领工资的嘛，所以传福音都是牧师们的事情，我们就当老板了。
And the church in North America, minister and the pastor are paid.So just let them preach the gospel. Other than that, just I don't do it.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
要当我们把教会的传道人当做雇工的时候，你就在羞辱主的名啊。
When we treat the church's pastor and the minister as an employee, then we just shame God's name.
这种教会的乱象也正在拆毁神的家，羞辱主的名，对不对
？This chaos in the church is destroying God's house.
这一类的故事我几乎都不用去举例，比比皆是啊。
All this kind of story, I don't need to give an example because it's just everywhere.
反正这些教会们也知道，这个教会这个牧师被他赶去纽约之后呢，时间一停留长了，就会有人重新往那里再跳进去了，不难的。
And we know since this pastor was just cast away from this church and was went to the New York, and we know the other pastor will fill the spot.
因为人都是很健忘，对吧？
Because people are easily to forget.
但是有一天你要跟神交这笔账哦。
However, one day you need to give account to God.
而且神的愤怒也常常就在你的身上，你没感觉得到吗
？And God's wrath is often on you. Don't you know that?
好，今天这堂当讨神的喜悦之道，我们就讲到这里吧。
Today's sermon and to please God is finished.
求神帮助我们彼此劝勉，相互。鼓励一同来讨神的喜悦，你愿意吗
？So we just pray for God to help us exhort and encourage each other.
也让我们能够成为圣洁，做神荣耀尊贵的器皿，为神做那美好的见证。你是否愿意呢
？And let us be holy, be the vessel of God's glory and dignity, and be a beautiful witness.
让我今天也在神在人的面前邀请你和我一同来行走这条天路。
Today, in front of God and men, I invite you to walk the heavenly path
together. 荣耀主的名，讨神的喜悦。
Together, we glorify God's name and please God.
让我们一起放下自己的老我。
Let us lay down our old self.
放下那种自嗨的感觉。同一组一心一起同一个教会同心合意奔走天路，你是否愿意呢
？Let's just lay down our self-centered and with one faith and one belief, one baptism together.
我今天也在神的面前，在圣灵的面前。做这个见证，我曾经邀请过你，对吧
？And today I just witness in front of God, in front of the Holy Spirit, I invite you.
有耳可听就应当听啊。
Whoever has ears, please listen.
当然不听也是你的选择了。
Of course, if you don't want choose not to listen, and
因为你需要交账的对象不是牧师，不是我，乃是圣灵，乃是天父。 那是为你舍命的耶稣基督啊。
Because the one you will give account is the Holy Spirit and Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为看见保罗说他还有话说呀。
Because we see Paul said he has words to say.
他是靠着主耶稣基督的名来求我们，来劝我们的。
So in Jesus Christ's name, he urges and encourages.
我们既然已经领受了主的教训，领受了福音，难道不应当与所活的、所信的福音相称，去活出这个福音吗？
Since we receive your teaching, shouldn't we just live out the gospel?
主啊，求你让你自己的圣名成为我们生命的见证。
Lord, please just let your holy name just be our witness.
你的荣耀尊贵保守我们每日的脚步。
Your dishonor and glory just protect our path.
相信这一类的事主必报应。
We believe all this kind of thing you will just pay back to us.
谢谢恩主与我们同在。
Thank you, Lord, be with us.
听我们以上不配的祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.